Brent Cron joins us right now. Just your overall, I guess, reflections of Marty Brodeur as an NHL goaltender, Cronor, what would they be?
Well, he was a big game goaltender. He was always able to make that save when his team needed him. He was fortunate he played for the New Jersey Devils, where they played such a solid defensive style. So it was more of a mental game for him. And when he needed to make the saves, when the defense broke down in front of him, he was right there. And his mental toughness, the way he was able to battle, his style was not like a typical French-Canadian goaltender, too, right? I mean, you know, the butterfly style came in, and that was kind of the norm with Quebec goaltenders. And Brodeur kind of had a style of his own with pad stacks and the paddle downs and making those great glove saves. And he just really – I remember Martin Brodeur for the way he played the puck, too. I mean, he kind of really paved the way for everybody else to get out there. And they've mentioned it before with the trapezoid behind the net, how that basically came into play because of him. And he was just so confident and so calm with the puck that every kid wanted to go out there. And especially being a goaltender, too, some nights you don't get to touch the puck a whole lot. And Marty always kept himself busy. I mean, he'd face anywhere from, 18 to, 25 shots a game, probably average, some more than others every other night. But he was able to go out there and just dominate, make the big saves at key times. And his team just really – and he was just so durable, too. I mean, I can't really remember a single injury Martin had that kept him out of the lineup for any length of time. I mean, a guy like me who was a Band-Aid for most of my career, that would have been pretty amazing to stay healthy for the full season and playoffs. I mean, just remarkable when you look at it, just how all the stuff that he was able to accomplish.
That puck handling ability that you mentioned, how much they brought in the trapezoid, but not just that, like how much did that revolutionize the game? Him doing, because we saw it. You played with Marty Turco in Dallas. He was kind of a direct descendant of Martin Brodeur and Rick DiPietro and plenty others, Mike Smith and more. How did it truly revolutionize the game?
Well, I think your defenseman became even better a friend for you, because the defense didn't have to go behind the net and worry about getting smoked. They could peel off and get a pass, or if the guys were in trouble, Marty could clear the zone on a penalty kill. And the team just had so much confidence in him that it affected the other team's forechecks too, because you dumped the puck, so it would be away from Martin Brodeur. And coaches started to demand that of their goaltenders too, to expect them to be able to handle the puck at least a little bit. Not like Martin, but at least be able to get out there, stop the puck, set the play up, make a pass or two, and have your head on a swivel to know where your guys are when they come back in the zone. And, Martin did it so effortlessly. A lot of guys, it takes a bit of time to get the confidence with the puck, but it changed how coaches viewed their goaltenders too, because back when I first started playing hockey, all they told me was just leave the puck behind the net and just get out of the way. Just get out of the way, stop it, or fire it high off the glass. That's it. That's all we want you to do. We don't want you to make a mistake out there with the puck. But as the game evolved, it became more conducive to make a play with the puck and help your guys break out of the zone and help kill penalties and help, break guys out up the ice. If, you catch a team on a line change, you get yourself an offensive opportunity. And there was a lot more emphasis put on guys who had the ability to play the puck and who had the confidence, the poise to play the puck, to get out there and do so. And it really makes your defenseman's job a whole lot easier when you have a goaltender that can play the puck. They don't get run down throughout the course of the game. 60 minutes, guys do those soft chips into the corner and basically just run the D-man. And all that just kind of, goes away quite a bit when you have a goaltender who can play the puck.
In conversation with Brent Cron, our NHL and goaltending analyst here on the Big Show on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. So what kind of impact did Brodeur have on you personally, Brent? You're a guy who was a first-round draft pick, played years and years of professional hockey. How did he impact you?
Well, you know what? This is just the straight, honest truth. I would always use his goalie sticks when I was younger, the Heaton goalie sticks, because I wanted to be able to play the puck like Martin Brodeur. Unfortunately, I didn't have the poise, the confidence, or the skill to do so, even up until my Hitman days. But just the amount of wins that this guy could accumulate. The pressure that was on him winning those close games, just knowing that when he was out there on the ice, his team was so much better. And I always liked Martin Brodeur. He was never one of my favorite goaltenders. But in my mind, he is the best goaltender that's ever played this game. And the amount that he's done the records that he holds, his wins, his shutouts, saves, it's remarkable. I look back at my short career in the minors, I mean, I was injured lots too, but to just get to 200 games played or to get to 100 wins. I mean, you look at what he's done, 691 wins, and you have no idea how big of a feat that is. And the goaltenders that he's been able to jump over and surpass, is just, I mean, it just makes me want to pick my jaw up off the ground. He's just been that sensational for the National Hockey League. Just what he's brought to my game is, you know, the way he played the puck and the class that he had when you'd interview him after a game, win or loss. He was very complimentary of his players, and he's always just a class act.
Final thought for you, and you already said it, but I'll get you to expand on it. Best ever in your mind?
Absolutely. You know, I like Patrick Waugh as a kid growing up. I like Eddie Belfour. But when it comes down to it, you're judged on wins and losses and how many Stanley Cups you have and what you've meant to your organization. He played, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but 20 years with one organization. And,
yeah.
And, you know, the records he's been able to break and to maintain. And, I mean, I don't know what argument you have. This guy has just been able to do it all. And he'll be a pretty quick road into the Hockey Hall of Fame in my mind.
Cronor, you're a good man, and a perfect day to bring you on. We would have brought you on today anyway, but with Martin Brodeur retiring, it's like, well, what a perfect way to go into it. We'll play Brodeur. We'll talk some goaltending with Cronor. You're a good man, and you knocked it out of the park, as always. We'll talk to you next week, buddy. Thanks so much.
Sounds good. Thank you.